This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi returned to Delhi this afternoon after concluding his two-day state visit to Bhutan. In a special gesture, King of Bhutan Jigme Khesar Namgyel Wangchuk, accompanied by Bhutan Prime Minister, accorded a warm send-off to Mr. Modi at the airport. In a social media post, Prime Minister Modi said he is honoured by the special gesture by the King of Bhutan. He termed his Bhutan visit as very special as he had the opportunity to meet the King and Bhutan Prime Minister Sherin Tobgye. He added that their talks will add even more vigour to the India-Bhutan friendship. He also expressed gratitude to have been conferred the Order of the Druk Gyalpo. He also thanked the people of Bhutan for their warmth and hospitality, saying that India will always be a reliable friend and partner for Bhutan. Earlier today, Mr. Modi and Mr. Tobgye inaugurated the Gyaltsu and Jetsun Pema Wangchuk Mother and Child Hospital, a state-of-the-art hospital in Thimphu, built with the assistance of the Government of India. The development of the 150-bedded hospital has been supported by India in two phases. Phase 1 of the hospital was constructed at a cost of 22 crore rupees and is operational since 2019. The construction of the second phase was taken up in 2019 as part of the 12th five-year plan at a cost of 119 crore rupees and is completed now. The newly constructed hospital would add value to the quality of mother and child health services in Bhutan. In Bihar, senior Congress leader and former Speaker of Lok Sabha Meera Kumar today announced that she will not contest Lok Sabha elections this time. Five-term MP Ms. Kumar has represented Sasaram parliamentary constituency several times. Former Lok Sabha Speaker announced her decision on her official social media handle. Ms. Kumar was reportedly not happy with the present situation in view of the seat sharing and allocation issue in the opposition Grand Alliance in Bihar. Delhi's Rouse Avenue Court today extended the custody of Bharat Rashtra Samiti leader K. Kavita to Enforcement Directorate, ED, till the 26th of this month in the money laundering case connected with the liquor policy scam. Special CBI Judge Kaveri Baweja passed the order after the BRS leader was produced in court and the expiry of her ED remand. The Central Probe Agency had sought 5 more days of remand for Ms. Kavita in the court. This comes a day after the Supreme Court refused to entertain Kavita's bail plea in the case and asked her to move the trial court. The External Affairs Ministry today summoned Sherman Deputy Chief of Mission in New Delhi to convey India's strong protest on their Foreign Office spokesperson's comments on India's internal affairs. It said India sees such remarks as interfering in the judicial process and undermining the independence of India's judiciary. The External Affairs Ministry said India is a vibrant and robust democracy with rule of law. It said law will take its own course in the matter as in all legal cases in the country and elsewhere in the democratic world. It termed the biased assumptions made on this account as unwarranted. The international community has condemned the terrorist attack in Russia, which claimed 115 lives. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres expressed shock at last night's attack on Caucasus City Hall in Moscow and condemned it in the strongest possible terms. The United Nations Security Council has called on all states to cooperate actively with the government of the Russian Federation as well as all other relevant authorities to bring to account those responsible for the terrorist attack. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has condemned the terror attack in the Moscow concert. The US, EU, UK, France, Spain and the UAE have also expressed shock. French President Emmanuel Macron expressed his country's solidarity with the victims, their loved ones and all the Russian people. Spain said it was shocked at events in Moscow, while Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni said it was an odious act of terrorism and expressed her full solidarity with the affected people and the victims' families. The Islamic State Khorasan has claimed responsibility for the attack on the concert venue. In IPL cricket, Delhi Capitals were 146 for 7 in 18 overs against Punjab Kings in Chandigarh when reports last came in. Earlier, Punjab won the toss and elected to field. And with that, we end this news bulletin.